Dan, we'll take another call here. Warren on toll-free line. What you want to talk about?
Boyd, the you know that woman who was talking about the conspiracy theory that the planes were allowed to crash into the World Trade Center?
Yes.
Well, I was inspired by her call. I thought it was finally time to reveal my own personal conspiracy theory.
Uh-oh. All right, yeah. Let me hear it. You do understand that I'm not a big fan of conspiracy theories.
This one, Dad, you better hold on to your seat.
This one is going to convince me at last.
Well, I want to.
All right, I'll keep an open mind. I might be persuaded. Yeah. Let me. Who is the conspiracy here? What is doing? What's the great conspiracy in America? I need to be paying attention to.
Well, there's a well-known public American figure who is behind everything that Osama bin Laden has done. As a matter of fact, there's a well-known public figure from the 70s in American life who is Osama bin Laden.
Oh, wow. Now that is a revelation. All right. Who is it?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You're ready.
Okay. Lay it on me.
Mark Spitz, Olympic swimming champion.
What? You know, there is kind of... You know, if you age a photograph?
Exactly.
He's skinny,
you know,
too. He's very skinny.
I never did like that guy. Do you remember the posters of him with the 7 Olympic medals around his chest?
Oh, yeah. I remember that for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was so obnoxious.
He's very cocky.
I just finally figured it out that he's Osama bin Laden.
I think he's behind a lot of this stuff.
I don't think anyone can really argue with that.
You know, the one thing I find suspicious is that these attacks never occur by water.
Aha! Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that when you think about it, the pieces start to fit together.
When they finally find Osama bin Laden's cave, the cave
and
is behind in all the
you know, he
there
put
will be those medals, those Olympic medals will be in the cave, and that will prove the whole thing.
That will prove the connection at last.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, I mean, and you come to think of it, did you ever hear him interviewed? I never heard him interviewed. There's no proof that he even spoke English, actually.
I don't think he did. If they ever did interview him, it was dubbed.
I think you're right. That could be it, too. I didn't think about that, but because I never saw an interview, so that's an interesting theory, I've got to say. You know, it's.
I think that makes just as much sense as the one.
I think your theory is more credible than a lot of others that I've heard. So.
My point is, than that woman's theory about the flight plan.
Absolutely. You know, I'm starting to get it.
You know.
Hey. I'm going to have to do some more research. I'm very skeptical about this sort of thing. So a Mark Spitz conspiracy, I'm not sure, you know.
Yeah.
But
Mark Spitz, well, look, have you ever seen Mark Spitz and Osama bin Laden in the same photograph?
No, I cannot.
Have you ever seen them together?
Wait a second, let me think.
Have they ever been seen together?
I think there was a Newsweek issue, but I'd have to go back and check. I'm going to have to really do some research here. I will check it out.
You know, Mark Spitz just let his hair grow out, got older, and...
And basically, and that's well, I'm intrigued to ask what he has against the World Trade Center, but I guess we can save that for another conspiracy call.
It has something to do with chlorine in the water. It has something to do with that. I haven't exactly figured that part out yet, but
you keep working on it. Okay. I'm interested in any late-breaking research you get on this subject.
Thank you, Sloan Ranger.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Appreciate the call.